the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Thank you very much. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about hosting in the view of Islam.
That you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
We open the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 16th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open the Holy Quran and we choose a verse from a chapter. Today, Chapter Nur, verse 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ
O you who have believed, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ascertain welcome and greet their inhabitants. That is best for you. Perhaps you will be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In narrations, we read that we must ask permissions for three times so that those people in the house may have time enough to get ready. Of course, permission is asked only for entering others' house. Man can enter his house without prior notice. For saving a person who is sinking in the water, the oppressed, and one who is trapped in fire, no permission is needed. Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny wanted to enter a house, he did not stand in front of its door for asking permission, but he stood either on the left or right so that his blessed look might not fall inside the house. On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the hospitality towards guests. Extending hospitality and giving respect to guests are a high culture and an important symbol of excellent manners in the Islamic society. Islam has placed great importance on hospitality. Our beloved Prophet would extend hospitality to guests himself, and it has been proven that if nothing was available in his blessed home, he would even borrow money for guests. Once when a guest came to the beloved Prophet, he sent someone to a Jew to borrow some grain, but the Jew refused to lend grain without any pledge. So the beloved Prophet pledged his armor in order to borrow grain.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the etiquettes conventions of giving ceremonies or holding ceremonies and inviting guests. We find that in the Islamic religion, it's indicated that guests are icons of the divine grace for a family. Such that when you receive some guests at home, you must know that you are going to receive the divine grace. Because, those guests are in fact the means or the ways or means for that God provides a family in order to pay a special attention to them. We find that in our Eastern or Oriental or Middle Eastern ceremonies, we honor guests quite a lot. Yet, some people may not have the right financial opportunity or, for example, a special opportunity. I mean, someone, at times it happens that someone wants to receive guests, but his financial situation may not permit him to receive many guests. And yet, some people may want to receive guests. However, the house isn't that capacious in order to receive too many guests. Yet, according to Islamic practices, when a family receives guests and provides them with, I mean, the right reception, when those guests go back home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of this family and its members, especially the host.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
A simple question, how to host a guest? If there is one thing that Muslims are known for around the world, it's our hospitality. While other aspects of our respective cultures may have begun to wither away, Muslims continue to proudly uphold the legacy of hospitality that's been passed down to us through the ages. True hospitality is more than just providing a guest with a bed for the night. As the Prophet said in a hadith, let the believer in Allah and the Day of Judgment honor his guest. For hosting a guest, clean the house. Depending on the normal state of affairs in your house, this might very well be the most time-consuming part of hosting a guest. Still, this should never be skipped. Even if you yourself are accustomed to a certain level of messiness, adab and honor dictates that you not subject your guest to it. Vacuum the house, straighten loose papers, dust the shelves, and scrub the bathrooms.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
Now we look at etiquette guide for being the ideal guest. Don't overstay. Khalid ibn Amr relates that he heard the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, saying, he who believes in Allah and last day and resurrection day should honor his guest as he deserves. He was asked, and what does he deserve, O Messenger of Allah? And the Messenger answered, a day and a night of what he deserves, and hospitality for 3 days. More than this is charity. As the mentioned hadith indicates, guests are to be welcomed, but this generosity should not be abused so as to be a burden on the hosts. This factor should be taken into consideration for those of us who come from families back home who may not be well off financially. We should act wisely and judge for ourselves how long is too long for our hosts.
You know, we know the story of Hatim al-Ta'i, how generous he was, that he had absolutely nothing to give to one of his guests that came to him. So he killed the best of his horses that he had to in order to feed the person. Now, whether this was an exaggerated story, whether it is a fable that didn't even happen or not, whatever the case may be, we understand that a dhaif, Habibullah, that the guest is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in all of these ahadith, when we hear about al-dhaif, ikram al-dhaif, being honoring al-dhaif, not only being hospitable, not only being kind, not only accommodating to a dhaif, a guest, but honoring the guest. And that's why, you know, you give the guest your seats. That's why it's recommended for you to sit in front of the guest. That's why you always need to remember to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending a guest to you, because it's a way of showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to you. This is why Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, أَكْرِمْ ضَيْفَكْ وَلَوْ كَانَ حَاقِدًا, that you should honor your guest, haqiran, sorry, that you should honor your guest even if your guest was a haqir, a degenerate person, you know, a low life, you know. But if he's a guest, if he's a dhaif, akrimhu, respect him, honor him. Another hadith says, akrim dhaifak, honor your guest even if he was a disbeliever. And, you know, this is one of the, if we could say, ways of us understanding how necessary, obligatory it is for us to honor a guest. It's kind of like understanding that they are seeking your presence as a shelter. You know, they're finding it as a place of refuge, and therefore you need to honor them. Doesn't matter if they're Muslim or non-Muslim, or if they're a friend or their enemy, if they are kind or if they are degenerates or haqir, doesn't matter who they are, you honor them, you respect them, you give them what you are able to as well. You feed them what you are able to. You feed them from your food, from what you eat, not something that is lower than what it is that you would usually feed for yourself.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about hosting in the view of Islam. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and since we're still basking in the blessings of the birthday anniversary of Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, here is an interesting saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, regarding the presence of the 12th and last successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The earth shall never be devoid of the divine proof. He may be apparent and prominent, or he may be concealed and hidden. And it is because of him that the proofs and signs of Allah are not wasted.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition and hadith about spying, tajassus, or following up on people's flaws. This is one of those evil traits which have been reprimanded and have been looked down upon and frowned upon in Islam. In the Holy Quran, God says, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sins. And do not spy on or backbite one another. Will any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all clement, all merciful. So in this tradition, a person named Thawr al-Kindi narrated that Umar ibn al-Khattab was making his way through Medina at night. When he heard a man singing in his home, he jumped over the fence and said, O enemy of Allah, do you think that Allah would conceal you while you disobey him? The man retorted, What about you, O commander of the faithful? Do not hasten to punish me, for if I disobeyed Allah once, you did so three times. He has said, Do not spy, and you did spy on me. He also said, Enter the homes from their doors. But you jumped over my fence, and without my permission. And Allah the Exalted says, Do not enter homes that are not yours until you are invited and until you greet their owners. Umar said, Is there any good in you if I decide to pardon you? The man said, Yes. Then Umar pardoned him and departed. It was an interesting tradition. And it shows us that why it's not good to spy on people. In another tradition from the Holy Prophet has been narrated to have said, Beware of suspicion, For verily, suspicion is the greatest lie, and do not probe one another for information, nor spy on one another. There's a little difference between being suspicious of somebody and spying on them. Being suspicious of them simply means we entertain false notions about them. Like, for example, let's say that somebody is walking sneakily around the neighborhood, automatically we think they're a thief, right? We might not necessarily go and inquire into the matter, but simply entertaining that suspicion is something which is not good, according to Islam. Spying on the person means we actually, you know, follow up on it and see, you know, whether it's true or not, right? This is not something which is very good, according to Islam. One should keep to one's own business. It's a different situation when somebody is, you know, doing something openly wrong and committing a sin out in the open, which can, spread corruption in society, or perhaps even physically harm somebody else, right? In these situations, right, one should put a stop to the matter and, take steps necessary to prevent this person from doing so. We're not talking about that case. We're talking about the case where, you know, somebody, a normal person. We're also not talking about the case where, we're not talking about an Islamic government. It could be okay for an Islamic government to inquire into these matters. We're talking about the citizens that live within that government. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of spying in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجيل فرح.
اللهم كل وليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters all over the world, as you are hearing us, I really welcome you again to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. So this series of Quranic sessions, as you know, are held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International School Network, and also, most students. Importantly, in cooperation with the students of Xavier International School. We really give thanks to all of you. Thanks for joining us again. Inshallah, we are going to continue our Quranic sessions. But before that, we will recite a salawat, right? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Now we will listen to Mr. Mahdi al-Husaynan reciting
ayah. You mean Mr. Hadi?
No,
it's on me, yes.
Hadi, continue.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ صَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون
okay.
وسواء عليهم أنذرتهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون
أم لم again أنذر ذال both of them
أنذر هم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون
أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم فهم لا يؤمنون أأنذرتهم
إنما تنذر واتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمة
إنما
تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن
إنما تنذر next one
إنما تنذر إنما تنذر من اتبع
why do you say من there is one ألف من اتبع you have to say
من اتبع
no من اتبع why
من اتبع
همزة الوصل good say همزة الوصل is there so that's why we skip that همزة الوصل
من اتبع الذكر
من اتبع الذكر ذال
من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره
You can make a pause there. بالغيب If you make a pause, what do you do?
بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة واجر كريم
واو is there. فبشره بمغفرة
فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so.
إنما نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثار. أراهم وكل شيء أحسيناه في إمام مبين. أحسن.
Look, listen to this ayah.
They don't read the mad.
Yeah.
في.
Okay. Listen. وكل شيء أحسيناه. أحسينا. Right? So Hamza we have. Okay. But we make it softer. وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. Alright. So, thank you. Muhammad Yahya, go to the next page, 441.
How read
Zid? I don't know.
وضرب له.
This is not Dhal.
وضرب له.
It's like it's not pronouncing.
How do you pronounce Hadi?
وضرب له.
Okay, how do you help him pronounce it?
وضرب له.
Where does exactly your tongue go and where does it touch exactly?
وض here.
No.
No. Here.
How do you say
وضرب.
وضرب ذل.
وضرب.
Yeah. Look, your tongue goes this way. وضرب.
وضرب.
This is the top of your mouth. Okay. Look. وضرب.
This is the correct way, but it is a little difficult. Also, you can tick your tongue, okay? Sides of your tongue, okay? With the back teeth, okay? Look.
I don't know how to do.
But it's difficult also. Just let the tip of your tongue touch the top of your mouth. Don't say wa. Listen to me and repeat. Listen. What? That's it. Not the l.
What's the difference between
that? Oh, the pronunciation. The shapes are different. Different people with a different sound. Different name.
But so they all make the same sound?
No, they do not make the same sound. No. Look, we have z. We have vel. We have la.
We have
da.
We have minha.
Different. Yeah. Da. Listen to this sound. Four letters are there, okay? That in English, they have the same sound. Z. The same sound. If it is all are the same in English. But in Arabic, they are different. They are different letters. They are different letters. Like Z.
Z
sound. The Z sound.
Disease.
Zoo. Next one. Like, we have Val. Not Zal. The next one, Tawa, yes? La.
Also, we have...
We have next one, Dod.
Dod.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Okay, read the ayah. Listen to the ayah.
وَضُرِبْ لَهُمْ مُثَلًا
مُسَلْمَان
مَثَلًا
مَثَلًا
أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إذ جاءها المرسلون.
Very good. إذ جاءها ألف مدي بعد حرف الوزن جاءها. That was very good.
So can I read some?
Inshallah. Wait.
Finish. The ayah finished.
Yes, the ayah finished.
Next ayah.
So you made a pause at قرية, and you started from إذ جاء.
Yes.
This is not correct.
Yes, I know.
But inshallah, we will talk about how to start.
We are
studying how to make a pause.
Yes.
Inshallah, then we will start how to start again.
Yes, I know. I know from verse.
You had to, for example, from this ashab. Case, you have to come back. Yes.
Yes, from ashab.
One word, two words, come back. Okay.
From ashab.
Ashab al-qariyati idh jaa'ahu. جاءها المرسلون منها الحسين. Next آية.
إذ أرسلنا إليهم حمص مصنعين فكذبوهم فعززنا
زل
فعز
No, I'm saying it's not ذال. It's ذا.
فعز.
Oh, hello. It's not ذال. فعز. No. فعز. Z sound.
فعز.
فعززنا.
فعززنا بثالثين. فقال لو إنا
it says I am فقالو.
فقالو إنا إليكم مر سلون.
Great. إليه مثنين. He did it very correctly.
Ah.
Nice one. So, Hadi, if you say إليهم, you stop here. And you start from the next word. How do you read it? It has Hamzat al-Wasl.
So I think the best ayah مرسلون. Is in page
إليهم.
48. The best ayah.
The next word. If you start from the next word, how do you read Hadi?
Sir, can you say that
again? How do you read Hadi? How do you read Hadi? Sir, I can read Hadi with H-A-D-I.
I don't
know. Look at that ayah.
Yes.
Okay, it's... إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. Okay?
إليهم.
Yes? Because Hamzatul Wasl is there, you join. You yes. skip it. إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ you say. Because Mim ends with Hamza. Yes? هِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. But if you start from the other word, not إِلَيْهِم, the next word. If you start from there, how do you read it?
أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِم.
Stop here. Huh? And start from the next word. It has Hamzatul Wasl.
Okay,
how do you read it?
Asnaini.
Asnaini. Mashallah, mashallah. That was completely wrong. Minhar Hussain, how do you read it?
What?
Isnaini.
Why Isnaini?
Because the third word has Fatah.
No.
Asnaini.
That's
what I want to say. Mahdi, what do you say? This one.
So
what
do
you say for two?
Ilay.
For two?
Yeah.
Like in Arabic?
Yes.
Mosnain.
Asnain. Wait. What?
We have?
Asnain. Two. Right?
Ahad. Then?
Salasa.
Mosnainaini.
Thinain. Salasa.
Thinain.
Thinain?
Asnain.
No. Okay.
Asnain.
Oh, I told you there are six words. Okay, six words. They are nouns. Okay. They start with kasra.
Wait, if you start. So you said
Asnain.
So you said your first letter was.
Sorry, I said Asnain, but you said no.
Yeah, I'm asking you again to make it sure that you have learned it.
Wait, sir.
So let's read this ayah together, then we'll finish. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ.
إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ
اثْنَيْنِ. الله أكبر. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ.
إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ
اثْنَيْنِ. You change the sound of sin and fa.
فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا
فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون.
فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله.
Again. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network in cooperation with Minhar Hussain
and everyone else.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آيات
هذا وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغن عن قبول عذره فاقبل عذري يا أكرم من اعتذر إليه المسيء ولا تخيب طمعي ولا تقطع منك رجائي وأملي
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer. إلهي اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغن عن قبول عذري. My Lord, I submit to you the kind of apology of the one who cannot dispense with the acceptance of his excuse. فاقبل عذري. So please accept my excuse. يا أكرم من اعتذر إليه المسيئون. O the most magnanimous of all those before whom the guilty make an apology. This up to now, means that the servant has turned to his Lord consciously, confessing to his sins, knowing that he is the only one he can turn to after committing sins. And this is one of the recommended acts in our traditions. And then the servant, out of his cognizance, out of his recognition of the Almighty Allah, asks him, إلهي لا ترد حاجتي, My Lord, Please do not reject my request. وَلَا تُخَيِّبْ طَمَعِي Do not disappoint my hope for you. And at last, وَلَا تَقْطَعْ مِنْكَ رَجَائِي وَأَمَلِي And do not cut off from you my hope and expectations from you. We have up to now discussed the recognition of the Almighty Allah. Allah, the Exalted, gives to His servants in accordance with their good opinions about Him. In accordance with their confidence in His vast mercy and His generosity. So, to have a good opinion of Almighty Allah is a part of His recognition. If you do not stay hopeful of Him, this means you have not recognized Him completely. Your recognition has way to be perfect. This Husnul Dhan is what has been emphasized throughout our verses of the Holy Quran and our traditions. Many different verses of the Holy Quran talk about staying hopeful and hope. And they suggest that one of the etiquettes and prerequisites of acceptance of a prayer is to be hopeful. When you pray to Allah, you need to turn to Him with your heart and you need to be confident of His response, or what we call ijabah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported to have said, when you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart and be confident that your need is at the door, your haja is being given to you. This is what we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Kumail's application, saying, Irham man ra'su malihi ar-raja.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Brothers and sisters, what we have concluded up to now is entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah as one of the most important things in supplication. What is being explicitly mentioned in this part of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyyah? إِلَهِ لَا تَرُدَّ حَاجَتِي. My Lord, do not reject my request. وَلَا تُخَيِّبْ طَمَعِي. Do not disappoint my hope for you. وَلَا تَقْتَعْ مِنْكَ رَجَائِي وَأَمَلِي. And do not cut off from you my hope and my expectations from you. In Sabah's application, we are asking the Almighty Allah hopefully and saying, إِلَهِ قَرَعْتُ بَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ بِيَدِ رَجَائِي. My Lord, I am knocking at your door of mercy using my empty hands. And this bringing our destitution to the Almighty Allah can be so profitable and effective for the human beings that Imam Hussein alayhi salam has used this as one of the means to be closer to the Almighty Allah in Arafah supplication. He says, إِلَهِ أَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ بِفَقْرِ إِلَيْكَ. My Lord, I resort to you with my faqr, with my destitution, with my need. Imam alayhi salam is telling us that we are absolute need. We have nothing from ourselves. So, in this case, the supplicant, confessing to his need, confessing to his destitution, confessing to his misery and pain because of being away from the Almighty Allah, is actually trying to get closer to him, is actually trying to make Almighty Allah accept his request and his apology. This is one of the most important etiquettes of supplication. Imam alayhi salam, along with teaching us what to ask from the Almighty Allah, is telling us how you should act when you stand before your Lord, what you should bring before your Lord as a servant, and how you should ask him your request if you want your request to be granted. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shuma dar in qarn mojza kardid. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the exalted, the most